Wings pilot.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Can We Add Arnie? Much like a bottle of water, we are good for you.
Not the environment, though. Those microplastics are going to get into the soil.
That's true.
The water source, the supply for most. It's going to eventually wash out into the ocean.
Which is just like this podcast. We're terrible for the environment.
Yeah.
And we do plan on washing out to the ocean one day.
Did you know? I think you probably know this. Mm-hmm. There's like a credit card worth of plastic inside your brain.
Credit cards? Because
I think you have like some kind of fluid.
It was, I tried to do cocaine off a credit card and I messed it up. I looked down and I had a handful of cocaine and just a credit card was missing. And I'm pretty sure that's in my brain. I like it, bud. I like it. How are you, Corey Sutton?
I'm great, Alan Oldworth. I'm very excited to do this movie.
It is a great movie. It's a personal favorite of mine, The Sixth Sense.
The M. Night Shyamalan. Mm-hmm. Shyamalan. How do you... I'm not being facetious here.
M. Night Shyamalan?
Yeah, M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah.
It kind of put him on the map, this movie.
Yeah, it absolutely
like, everyone
did.
Was like, oh, you got to go see this.
Yeah. It was like one of the biggest movies of all time. It was like, you know, defining at the time. It was also one of those ones where you really didn't want it spoiled for you.
Yes.
To the point where like years later and years later, when Lonely Island did Jizz in My Pants, people complained the spoiler for it.
Really? About,
well, you should, by the way, let's quickly just say spoiler alert, obviously. If you haven't seen the movie, maybe go see it, then listen to this.
Yeah, watch it.
But in the lyrics, they're like, when Bruce Willis was dead at the end of Sixth Sense, and I jizzed in my pants. Like, people like complaining, going, oh, what? Spoiler!
Yeah, guys, it's been out for 20 years.
Like, what's going on? Unless the spoiler was the jizz.
So I did get it spoiled for me.
Oh, no. From this podcast.
How? And it does take away from the viewing experience.
Yeah, I bet it does.
Like, well, you don't get that, like, oh, moment.
Yeah, I did that. That's exactly how I did it. I was 12 years old, and I was like,
honey, everything all right in there?
But that's just when I saw Toni Collette. I'm like, they're casting Australians in this? Oh!
Yeah, Toni Collette's in it.
Yeah,
hey.
With one of the worst wigs I've ever seen, but still, bless her.
Bless her, carton sucks.
Yes, please.
So, The Sixth Sense is a psychological thriller about a young boy named Cole, weird name, who is haunted by terrifying visions of ghosts.
Yep.
He confides in Dr. Malcolm Crowe, which is Bruce Willis with hair, a child psychologist.
It's worth mentioning, actually. Yeah, that's true. That's accurate. I was like, oh, when I saw him with hair as well.
That's what it is. A child psychologist struggling with his own personal issues. Oh, mate, his issue is the fact he's got a bullet in his gut.
That's so true.
As Crowe tries to help Cole understand and cope with his ability to see dead people, they uncover a deeper emotional truth that changes both their lives.
The M. Night Shyamalan twist all began with this one, and it was a hell of a twist.
I feel like he was just chasing twists after that.
For sure. Yeah. It was just like, he got that high, and he was like, I can do it again. It was like, can you? And he couldn't.
No.
Not like this.
Exactly.
It's a great movie. Critics say 86% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yep.
Audience, 90%.
Fair.
Little higher for me. I'd put it the 95%.
Yeah, I'd say it's a great movie.
It's great. A scrape movie, did you say?
It scrapes.
It does scrape.
It scrapes the bottom of the barrel. Of excellent movies.
It collects all that good stuff that you want.
It's like when you've been frying fish in a deep fryer and then you've pulled the fish out, but you've still got all the crispy deep fried bits. That's what you want. You scrape them out of the fryer.
I don't want it.
That is what The Sixth Sense is.
We should probably do a character suggestion. Of course, people contributing on the Arnieverse Facebook group.
Pull this one out, baby.
We've got Elvis in denial about his weight.
Oh, and he was a big boy.
Elvis in denial about his weight. What does that sound like?
Come on, man. I'm not laughing. What are you talking about?
I think Elvis said we're going to have to go up an extra size in your jumpsuit. No, man, I think I'm fine.
No, I'm just big boned.
Why is this all ripped? I'm just thinking of all the excuses I come up with. Oh, the dryer must have shrunk it. No, I don't think so, Elvis. Yeah, it's the dryer, I'm telling you.
I told you not to put it in the dryer.
Jeez, there's so many spots to add Arnie to. It is such a perfect movie, but there are plenty of spots. I think we should go right to the start, but the bit where, at the time, you don't realize that this is what kills our good friend Bruce Willis in the movie. But I feel like we should add Arnie in this role as the crazy guy.
Oh, who breaks into his house and like is in his bathroom in his jocks.
In his jocks, yeah. Originally, it was meant to be naked, but then because Disney was involved in it, they were like...
Wait, is that legit?
Because it would have changed the whole rating of the movie, obviously, if you saw Wang.
If you saw a Wang.
Yeah, and also, I think it would have taken me out of it, to be honest.
How would it change the rating when he shoots himself in the head, albeit you don't see it? It's implied.
It's all about, like, you don't see things, then get away with things. Even, like, the way the blood comes out, you don't see things.
But, okay, so that's interesting. I would have preferred a dong.
I personally would have loved a dong. I would have loved a Donnie dong. Donnie Wahlberg dong.
Yeah, you told me that before we...
Yeah,
that
yeah.
It's Mark Wahlberg's brother.
Yeah. And he lost a ton of weight for the movie, and he was like... He was tremendous at it. I would have preferred dong.
Yeah, it would have been much better.
Not the first time I've said that on this podcast, and will not be the last.
All right, so Arnie as the crazy guy.
Yeah, and because the thing is as well, just before we even get into the scene, one of my favorite bits of the movie is when Bruce Willis is listening back to his old tapes with him as a kid, and he goes, oh my God, this Cole kid is exactly the same as him. He could see dead people.
So, naked dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exact same gift. So, I love the idea of the naked guy. Let's make him naked in this. Let's do right by the movie. He'll be naked in this. Arnie is going to be him naked.
True to canon.
But I like the idea of him communicating with the ghost because he's got the exact same powers as Cole, right?
Yeah.
While he's going to kill Bruce Willis. So let's go right into that moment.
Yep. All right. Here we go. Oh, honey. Yeah. Let's. I can't wait to make out with you.
Yeah. It's going
to
be so hot. I can't wait. I just can't wait. And what's up with the glass on the window here? Has someone been in here?
There's something going on.
Okay. I'm just
going
to sit here.
Oh my goodness, honey. Stand there. Don't move. There's a man in our... I think he's a naked man in our bathroom.
I'm completely naked.
Honey, don't look. The dong...
Did you have a nice evening?
No, hold that thought, buddy.
Did you win your award?
The dong is massive.
Of course it is.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm so sad.
What are you doing in our bathroom naked?
I'm just here because I thought this would be a cool place to be.
It's not cool. You broke into my...
I'm so sad.
You broke into my house.
And naked.
And circumcised.
What's going on, honey?
Nothing.
Okay. know, you seem pretty happy with yourself winning awards, like you're some kind of big shot.
Yeah, I did win an award for being a great child psychologist.
Yeah, look at you. You're so great. Do you remember me? Do you remember who I am?
Wait a minute. I know this one. You're the guy who pumps gas at the local servo.
Nope, that's not me. That's not me. I don't think he remembers you. Yeah, what the hell is up with this guy? I think he's gone crazy. I think you should probably kill him. Yeah, you make a good point, Sean Connery, who I can see and no one else can see.
Wait, what do you mean, Sean Connery? What are you talking about?
I think
about?
You should shoot him in the gullet. That's a good idea. Shoot him in the gullet and then make his wife watch. Yes, that's a great idea. Stop talking to me, Sean Connery. I'm trying to have a conversation here.
Crazy man. It's
oh
me.
No. It's Marlon Brando. What do you think I should do?
I think you need to cut off the head of a horse and put it in the bed.
Oh, that's your suggestion for everything.
Wait a minute. Did you say that Marlon Brando's there as
well? Yeah, you got a question for Marlon. I can communicate.
I have amazing questions. What was it like working on Apocalypse Now?
He wants to know what it was like working on Apocalypse Now.
I put on a lot of weight. And I barely showed up.
He says that he put on a lot of weight and you barely showed up?
Barely showed up.
He barely showed up. I'm so sorry, yeah. Look, I think you should just shoot him. Enough with all this talk, is what I say. I don't know. Maybe I should talk to the other ghost I love saying hello to. Gilbert Godfrey, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here! I think you should also shoot him in the gullet!
Do I get a say in this about this whole shooting in the gullet thing?
No, I think because you did wrong by me and you didn't believe I could talk to dead people, it's kind of like I should just shoot you.
Yeah, what's up, Doc?
Yeah. Hey, Bugs Bunny, you're here too? You're a childhood hero. You wouldn't encourage me to kill him.
Yeah, what's up, Doc? No, I think you actually should shoot him in the gullet.
Oh, no.
It's exactly what Elmer Fudd would have done if he ever caught me.
Oh, that's so true. You're so wise.
I got a question for Sean Connery.
Yeah, what's your question, Bugs?
After he shoots him in the belly,
yes,
do you think
Bugs.
You should give him like a firm slap?
A firm slap on the face, absolutely. And we'll see what the wife's doing as well. Okay, I don't want to hear from you anymore. I don't like the way you talk about the women, okay? You feel like
I
you
just want to know what you're doing in my house.
Okay, that's fair.
Number one, what are you doing here?
I'm planning to kill you with a gun by shooting
Number
you in the
two,
gullet.
What's Sean Connery doing here?
Sean Connery just goes everywhere with me. I can't shake him.
Number three.
Tell him it's none of his business. He keeps talking. He's going to get two shots in the gullet. You heard the man?
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, sorry. He said that. It just basically, he wants me to shoot you in the gullet. Look,
honey, is this going to take long?
Shut up! We're trying to get through something here. Okay.
I mean, she's got a point. We got dinner. We got a booking.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no. Look. I honestly came here with the plan to shoot you in the gullet. Everyone's telling
me
to shoot
you. At this point, I'll just do it myself. Give me the gun.
I think I should take a vote.
With who?
Let me just quickly ask around. Sean, 100%. Are we shooting him in the gullet?
Yes. I think shoot him twice. Once in the gullet, then once again in the gullet. Two shots in the gullet. And then find his wife at no.
Okay. Gilbert Gottfried?
Yeah, shoot him in the gullet.
Okay, cool. Marlon Brando?
I'm going to tell you what I told my daughter on the day of her wedding.
Uh-huh.
Shoot them in the gullet.
Okay, that's 3 votes so far.
Amazing advice.
Bugs Bunny, what do you think I should do?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it, Doc. I think you should probably shoot him in the gullet.
Bruce Willis, I'm so sorry. I have to shoot you in the gullet.
Do I get a vote?
Okay, yeah, sure.
1 vote for letting me go.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And, honey, I don't even care anymore.
Yeah, no fair. He's dead.
That's exactly how that scene would be improved.
I don't know why Bugs Bunny came.
Yep.
But that was just what was in my head.
Sean Connery is an interesting one, isn't it? He's always talking about slapping.
It's that like, interview if you're familiar did. With the Sean Connery interview, he has, like, it's so controversial.
Absolutely.
And terrible.
He's talking to a reporter, and he's just like, yeah, like, you know, it's like, yeah, I hit a woman.
And then she's like, aren't you afraid you'll get some hate mail? And yeah. Then he's like, oh, maybe I'll get some free mail.
It's so messed and up.
It's the most messed up thing.
Yeah, I'm glad he's dead. there, I said it. That's his legacy, not James Bond. All right, well, let's do the next scene. I think we should do Arnie as Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
The scene where, because one good thing about this movie, I mean, there's so many good things, but one great thing about this movie is Bruce Willis, you feel like he's interacting with all these different things.
Yeah,
but
you
the truth
don't
is
know.
He's not. It's just like the scene starts, you assume that he's already had a conversation with someone or he's yeah. already had this moment and we're just seeing the aftermath. But truth is he's not. He's just, he's a ghost. So he's not talking to anyone.
Yeah.
I love the bit where he goes to the restaurant. She gets kind of fed up with him and she just leaves.
It's
and
their anniversary date. It's
yeah,
like
she goes, like, happy
it.
Anniversary. And then you assume it's because she's angry at him.
Yeah, you just go, oh, she's giving him the silent treatment.
Yeah, but truth is it's because she misses him and yeah. she had dinner by herself and misses him. And so he's just there to kind of deal with that. I love the idea of Arnie as Bruce Willis. Having to figure out that situation.
Yeah.
So let's do that. Oh, honey, I'm sorry I'm late. Honey? Honey? Oh, cool. The silent treatment again. You know, I crossed town to get here. Been dealing with some difficult kid. And you went, oh, cool. We're not talking to me? Waiter, can I get a glass of water or something?
Happy anniversary.
You didn't even look at me when you said that. I can get the bill? What the hell? Let me get... Oh, come on, man. This is not a happy anniversary. You're lying right now to me and you. You're going to look at me. Oh, you're leaving. Cool. You're not even going to talk to me. Cool. You're just walking out the door. Goodbye. Cool. Happy anniversary. Guess I'll be on the couch again. Can you? Is there any service here? Waiter. Hello.
Hey, don't worry, man.
Yeah,
they've been ignoring me all night as well.
Is that Elvis Presley?
Yes, I look amazing, don't I?
Yeah.
Some people are trying to tell me that I put on a couple of pounds.
But
I say to them, no, I'm just getting started.
You're just getting started on what?
I'm just getting started and looking good for the king and all his servants.
Yeah, cool.
What are you doing here, man?
I was meant to be having this dinner with my wife. She's ignoring me. I can't get any service around here as well. You get any service?
I'm not getting nothing. Huh. Everyone keeps walking by me and they look at me and they're like, he doesn't need no more food.
Does it kind of feel like they're looking right through you?
It does a little bit.
Yeah.
Wait a second. It's just another reason to, I think, well, if they're looking right through me, then I must be thin.
Yeah,
they
that's
can see past me.
Yeah, that's probably it.
I'm the king of workouts.
I was thinking if they're looking right through you and they're looking right through me, that must mean that we need to go to another restaurant.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking, brother. We need to get out there. We need to find a place where they're going to serve the king and they're going to serve my... What is your name?
Malcolm Crowe.
Malcolm Crowe, that's a
There's
great name.
There's an E on the end of Crowe. It's not important, but I like to
I
say
I tried
it.
Eating crow once.
Yeah, it looks like you've eaten a lot of things.
Let me just run you through a list of birds that we ran out of before I had to eat the crow.
Okay.
Chicken.
Yeah.
No more chicken.
Yeah.
Turkey. No more turkey.
Ostrich.
No more ostrich.
Oh, emu.
I ate that emu when I was down under. Because the king went down under.
I didn't know that the king visited Australia. That's so crazy.
I even tried pigeon.
Let me ask you, you ate a pigeon, sorry, before you ate crow? Yeah, I would probably eat a pigeon before a crow.
Some people say they're rats with wings.
Yeah.
I'll say, well, they're rats with delicious chicken wings.
Yeah,
you give them a bit of a barbecue glaze with some ranch sauce. And the
waiter, no, nothing.
Yeah.
Cool. So
that's when I ate the crow.
Elvis, I'm going to ask a question for you right now. It appears that no one's really acknowledging us today. It's fine. I feel like everyone would be looking at you if you were here, but no one's looking at you.
Are you dead? Are you a ghost?
You know, I get that question a lot.
Because I'm not.
I'm gonna pose you to another question. It's like a philosophical debate that we're having here.
Okay.
You ever eaten a sandwich on the toilet?
I'm so sorry. What was that question again?
I said, I understand. So here's a little left field. Have you ever eaten a peanut butter and bacon and jam sandwich on the toilet?
Oh, yes to the first question, no to the second.
So you've eaten on the toilet.
Yeah, I've eaten on the toilet.
You haven't eaten that particular sandwich.
No,
on the
no,
toilet.
No. I haven't had a peanut butter jelly.
Well, you're missing out, dog.
Am I?
You're missing out, my hound dog.
Cool.
Because when you hound down on a thing that weighs over a pound and you get that down into your gullet,
yeah,
I'll tell you what, it is a spiritual experience. You're going to think you died and went to heaven.
Wow, they're so cool, Elvis. Do you think that if you eat like that all the time, it's probably going to catch up with you? You know?
Absolutely not.
Have you seen a doctor lately?
Look out, man, nothing gets the king. I'll tell you what, I went to my doctor. My doctor said to me, he goes, hey, Elvis, your heart, you're close to having a heart attack. And I said, no way, man. I'm close to loving everybody with this heart. And I call it a love attack.
I love
everyone in this restaurant. They're ready for a triple bypass of the love for the king.
Goodness gracious me. Cool. Well, I'm not getting any service.
There it goes, man. We're good.
Okay, I'm going to get going now and probably smash the window of my lover.
No, that's what I'm talking about. That's a love attack.
That's a love attack.
Scott gets it. Hey, have one for me on the road. When I say one for me, I mean, you go to a restaurant, you look at the menu, and I'll say, I'll have one of everything.
And then take it straight to the toilet
and
need
say,
it.
Where's the restroom? And you lock the door, and you start to clog on the bog.
Okay.
That's from the king. Look out.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That's exactly how that scene could have been improved.
It's actually really fun playing the king.
Yeah, I bet it is. You get sweaty?
You do a bit. You get sweaty. You
it's
get
a bit
like,
of hard work.
You feel like you're a little bit just overweight.
Yeah. Yeah, welcome to my life,
baby.
Makes
me hungry, though.
Yeah, I know. I want to eat on the toilet after this.
Like, I know there's a place in Perth that serves, they have a burger called the Elvis.
Okay.
And it is... It's beef, but then they have a layer of peanut butter mm-hmm. and like a jam and bacon. I think I know what I'm doing after we record this.
Really?
I'm going to go live like the king.
Wow.
And eat it on the toilet.
Maybe die like the king.
Yeah,
I'm going to eat on the toilet in honor of him after this podcast. All my meals to the toilet, please. I'm not going anywhere. All right, let's get back to the movie.
I'm dreaming of a white ass cheek.
That's a good joke.
That's a great joke.
He did sing White Christmas, right?
Yes.
Okay, I've got too distracted on the king. Let's get back to Arnie. Next scene, please.
All right, I want to do the scene where... So it's Cole, he's there with his mum. He's eating breakfast. She is in the room chatting to him, mundane stuff. She leaves the room for like a brief second just to kind of clean something up. Comes back and every cupboard is open. Everything is just drawers. Everything galore. It's like crazy. And Cole is just still sitting there. And so she's just like, she screams and she's just like, oh my God.
How
like,
did it happen?
We know how it happened. A ghost Ghosts. Did it. Arnie as a ghost did it. And so I want to do that scene as Arnie as a ghost.
Brilliant.
So let's do that.
Honey, I'm just going to go back. I'm just going to go back here and do a little bit of ironing.
Okay. I'm just going to eat my breakfast if that's okay.
That's all right. You enjoy your cornflakes.
I'm just going to stay perfectly still and eat and have my breakfast, okay?
Okay. I'll be right back. Goodbye.
Okay. Oh, no.
She's
it's
gone.
Getting so cold.
Cole.
Oh, no. It's the ghost
Cole.
Is back. Yeah.
Chill, bro. Bro. Oh, okay. Brother. Chill. Yeah.
Oh, yes. How did you die?
Have you seen... What did you ask me?
Nothing.
You're going to get fat if you do that.
I'm just eating my breakfast.
Yeah, if you keep eating it, you're going to get really fat.
That's a mean thing to say to a little kid.
Hey, I used to haunt Elvis.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense then. It obviously didn't work.
I was like the ghost of his youth band.
I got to be honest, it's kind of hard to eat while looking at you. But anyway.
Have you never seen a guy missing half his head because he put a shotgun in his mouth and pulled the trigger?
I have now.
Have you seen my glasses?
What do they look like?
They're like these spectacles, kind of black, make me look smarter.
Oh, no, I don't know. Maybe they're in the cupboard over there. Have you looked in the cupboard over there?
I've looked in this cupboard. They're not in this one. I'm going to look at...
and this one, and you got this one up here. How many cupboards does a woman need? She's got this one.
Yeah, we have a lot of things. Like, you see the cereal? I'd like to meet you in an individual cupboard.
What?
I like every cereal in an individual cupboard.
No, you don't. That's just crazy talk. You've
Look,
got this cupboard.
That's tricks.
Okay, in this cupboard.
Cocoa Pops.
Okay, in this cupboard.
Fruit Loops.
Okay, it might start to make sense. Yep. Okay, this bottom one.
Oreo the cereal.
Oreo, I don't really cereal. Eat that why one. Why do you have that?
It's like Oreo biscuit cereal. Okay, so I like a gimmick.
That's four cupboards.
Yeah.
I feel like we're starting to see a trend.
Rice this Bubbles.
One, this one.
Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
This one.
Just Right.
This one.
Sultana Brand.
This one.
Oh, I don't know what that one is. Show me the box.
There you go.
Ah, Milo cereal. That's exciting. I haven't seen that for a while.
How long can this keep going for?
I don't know.
This one.
Oh, that's
turns out that's where it ends.
Yeah, that's the limit. Oh, that's just Pop-Tarts. Also a good breakfast tasting thing.
You know, you miss Nutri-Grain. Oh, you miss Special K.
No, they're in the other drawers.
Drawers? You have them in the
drawer? Special K.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, there you go, Nutri-Grain.
Yeah, there it is. Like in the last one. Drawer.
Oh, what's that? I think my mom's cereal.
No,
what's
it looks
this?
Like we got to the end again.
No. Okay. Well, my mom's going to be back real soon.
Anyway,
so.
I can't see my glasses.
Yeah, sorry about that. You know, even if you did find them, you're missing half your face, so you'd probably need just one glass, as opposed to glasses.
Oh, you're a real smart aleck, you know that?
Oh, and the ghosts keep haunting me. It's so cold.
No, I'm not haunting you. I'm just
haunted.
Saying stop being a
I
jerk.
I need an adult.
You've made
I
fun
need
of
an
my,
adult.
You've made fun of my missing face.
Well, you're the one opening up all the cups. You're going to close them?
No.
Oh, that's so rude.
Look, I'm just going to say
you're
going
to freak my mum out.
You know what freaks people out is the fact that you have a cereal box in every drawer and cupboard.
That's it. Where else would I put them?
You'd probably put them in one.
No, look how many cereals I have. That's too many for one.
You have a big cupboard. What do you put in the big cupboard? Let me have a look. Oh, it's another ghost.
Yeah, there you go.
Ah, come on, man.
Perfect. Love that. We do have to do the big scene.
The I see dead people scene, right?
Absolutely.
Like, 'cause that's the line that everyone quotes. It's the only line that people would quote from the movie, right? I see dead people?
Yeah, what other lines are there?
There is no other famous line.
I don't
line.
Think there is any famous line.
Yeah.
It's certainly not M. Night Shyamalan's acting in it, which, by the way, Ooh. He edited right down.
And with good cause.
Yeah, because he was like, I wasn't very good. And it's like, no, you weren't. But
well,
I'm glad he acknowledged
he's not good
it.
In every movie that he puts himself in.
That's true, but like, he keeps doing it.
Yeah, he's like a...
I like the idea of him hoping that he's going to get cast in something else. He's like, maybe if I just act, then Steven Spielberg might finally cast me in one of his movies. It's like, he's going to make movies to create his own role, to do a cameo, so that way he could potentially get a role in a Steven Spielberg movie.
Yeah, this is just one big elaborate way to be like, I just want to be in a Spielberg film.
Yeah, I think that's what his plan is.
Yeah.
So we have to do that scene, right? Intense scene. They're in hospital. You've got Cole there, and the room's all cold.
Yeah.
And he leans in.
Weird
and
that the kid's been left on his own in a hospital room.
In that moment. Well, mum's got to... She's a solo mum, right? She's doing her
gotta
thing.
Got to get a sandwich.
Yeah, got to get a sandwich. Yeah. All right.
That's true.
All right, let's do Arnie as Malcolm Crowe. Dr. Malcolm Crowe, having this conversation.
What are you doing here?
Oh, hey, just your mum just went to get a sandwich, so...
What kind of sandwich?
I'm not sure, I didn't really hear anything.
Jam and bacon?
Yeah, actually, that's crazy. She did say that, yeah. Pastrami, peanut butter, bacon. Yeah. Why? How do you know that?
Elvis lives in my cupboard at home.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Tells me about his sandwiches.
Interesting. All right, I'm going to close the door so no one can hear the crazy kid.
Yeah. Close the toilet door as well.
Yeah, okay, yeah, it does smell in there. Close that. Now, hey, how you doing?
Well, I'm all right. I got locked in a cupboard.
Yeah.
And there wasn't any cereal in that cupboard.
Oh, that sounds like a horrible cupboard to be locked in.
Yeah.
And then you had like some ghosts come and
ghost
beat the shit
there.
Out of you.
He did, yeah.
Pretty rude from the ghost.
It was really scary.
Like, just to think about it, if, like, I was a ghost, hypothetical, and, like, I was like, oh, no one can really talk to me and communicate with me, and then all of a sudden there's a kid that can, I'd probably be, like, real nice to that kid. You know, I'd probably create, like, a friendship. Maybe I'd come in as, like, a mentor or something. And then, like, you know, hope that one day that we'd get a good rapport and he would tell me how to go to the other side. That's me, personally, hypothetical.
Funny that.
Cole, why is the door locked, Cole?
Don't ignore her. We need to talk.
I'm going to go get more sandwiches. Come on, baby.
So anyway, ignoring that hypothetical and the whole ghost thing, is there something you need to tell me, Cole?
I need to be honest with you,
yeah,
doctor.
You mind if I lean in or close like?
Absolutely.
Cool.
Oh, it's got colder.
Oh, I can see your breath. Pretend you're smoking. It'd be funny when you tell me. Yeah, that's so cool. Little kid smoking. Let me try. That's weird. No breath. Let's not think about
it. That is weird.
Yeah, let me try again.
Do you recommend taking up smoking?
Oh, yeah. It's so good. It calms your nerves.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I love it. Maybe my favorite thing. Help. Yeah, yeah. But you know what? You'll kill me. Either that or some random person with a gun.
How's your gullet?
Yeah, my gullet? Yeah, funny you ask. I don't feel it. Anyway, yeah, crazy.
Okay. No. So I need to tell you something. I see dead people.
Like? All the time?
Every time. All the time. Everywhere.
Are you seeing any around here?
Well, not at the moment, as far as I know.
Oh, that's cool. So you don't... Oh, cool. Interesting.
Was I meant to say that?
I think maybe. I don't think Corey understands how the movie worked.
Wait. Go back and say that line again.
Okay.
I misunderstood.
So do you see any dead people now?
Oh, yeah, heaps.
Well, what a coincidence. Sometimes I think I see them too. I swear I saw Elvis the other day. Crazy.
I see Elvis.
You see Elvis?
He lives in my closet at home.
Oh, you did say that. Yeah, of course, with all his cereal and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
He lives in the cupboard, then there's a girl who vomits up like mud.
Oh, cool. Yep.
She lives
Isn't that the young girl from the OC? Misha Barton?
I think so.
Yeah, it is.
The show that's like California,
here we come, right back where we started from. California, here we come. Great show. Well, anyway, so...
Yeah, so she's in my house.
So anyway, I had a kid who was similar to you. He said he could also see dead people, and he also had lots of cereal, and he was crazy, grew up to be crazy, and shooting people in gullets.
Did he shoot you?
Yeah, but I survived it, I'm pretty sure. I don't really remember. The details are foggy. Let me remember. I went home, guy talking, Gilbert Gottfried, I think, was there. He was there and he was like, I'm going to shoot you in the gullet. And then I must have survived because now I'm here with you. So unless I'm a ghost.
Makes sense. I'm a child.
Yeah, totally. Who can see dead people?
Yeah, I see.
And you can see me. And come to think of it, you're the only one that's interacted with me recently because everyone ignores me.
Is this a penny drop moment?
Yeah.
Hey, you hungry?
I think that I am a fucking good child psychologist, and I cracked the case, baby. Mom, come on in. Bring some sandwiches all around. We did it, baby. You're cured.
Honey, Cole, I got you some sandwiches.
Sandwiches for all.
Hey, come on, man. Let me out of the closet. I
Elvis,
hear some sandwiches.
Elvis, get in here, you son of a bitch.
Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, hey, Cole, this is the greatest day of my life. Anyway, and that's the story. My heart is giving up. Someone give me CPR.
And that concludes another episode of Can We Add Arnie? If you liked what you heard, and we hope you did, please give us a rating on iTunes, Spotify, jump on there as well. Anywhere where you get your podcast, you listen to it, give us some love back, please.
Yeah, like and subscribe to our Facebook page as well. We've got Instagram and TikTok. We punch out some videos now and then because we...
Yeah, we're cool guys. YouTube as well, and the Patreon if you want to throw some love our way. Yep. Thank you for getting involved, and till next time.
Stay frosty, brother.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Now where's my toilet?
Yeah, I gotta go poop and eat.